It's that time again. The new stories of old-time radio. Read by Joe Bevilacqua. With Lori Kellogg. Produced and directed by Joe Bevilacqua.
Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks.
Years of teaching English at Madison High School, I've stood over the wishing well at the nearby park many times, tossing in coins, hoping that Mr. Boynton would make his move, and that Mr. Conklin would just move. If what happened recently is any indication of how efficacious my wishing efforts have been, the next time I visit the well, I'm going to keep my purse closed and throw myself in. If someone had told me that Madison's beloved, by his wife and daughter, sometimes, but autocratic principal, Osgood Conklin, was going to be replaced, I would have been pleasantly surprised.
Surprised?
I would have helped move his chair out of his office while he was still in it.
But, as the ancient Greeks said, there's many a slip between the cup and the lip. Or, as they say in my crowd, somebody kiboshed the caboose before it got out of the station. It all started when Mr. Conklin summoned, or let's say ordered, because be here or be gone does seem to have a marching orders flavor to it, Philip Boynton and myself to his office after lunch last Friday. Technically, the few minutes we teachers have after eating should be our own time, and I do so look forward to sharing a table with the bashful biologist, even if it's only to flip a quarter to see who pays for the meal. But Mr. Conklin has always insisted that, for devoted teachers, there's no such thing as free time. They should always be vigilant, ready to serve when duty calls. The Foreign Legion lost a great commandant when Osgood Conklin decided on a career in education. When I opened the door on that fateful day, Philip was already sitting in the chair next to the walnut desk behind which sat Mr. Conklin, with his hands on the arms of his brown leather chair that members of the faculty referred to as the throne. Hanging on the wall behind that chair was a faded and cracked oil portrait of Madison's revered founder, Yodar Critch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?